Amen. No better place to be. Amen. No better place to be. Well, tonight we have Pastors John and his wife from Pakistan, and we're looking forward to hearing from them, and we're excited about it. So we're just going to go ahead and get into worship, and we're going to worship, but we want to give them as much time, amen, as they could get. I'm just really looking forward to hearing what they have to say. Such a different life, such a different perspective, and so full of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So if you want to worship with us, let's, hallelujah, let's worship our King. Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus.
Your name is power, your name is healing.
The name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression,
yes,
I speak Jesus. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus, over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets.
Come on.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Yes.
Jesus for my family.
Yes.
I speak the whole
world. Come on, we speak your name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just praise,
praise
you.
Jesus, praise you.
We just lift you up and exalt you.
Yes, Jesus.
Be magnified.
As I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face. Look upon your countenance, see the fullness of your grace. I can only bow down and say, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, ever from. Yes. worthy of it all. Yes, you are. You are worthy of it all. For from you are our things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all.
Give it all to you today. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and we praise your holy name, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised. You're worthy of it all. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thank God for each and every one of you being here tonight. And I got to tell you something. I'm super excited about the fact that we have the honor of having Pastor John and Rachel with us from Pakistan tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And what we're going to do is we're going to have them come and just preach the gospel, minister, and move with the Lord tonight and do whatever is in their heart that God is leading them to do. And then at the end, we're going to take up an offering, and we have an interesting opportunity tonight that will be shared at the end of service. So I think it's going to be an extra special thing that we do. And in the meantime, I hope you are ready, because I believe that the Lord has something great in them for us tonight. Amen. And so with no further ado, we're going to have Pastor John and Rachel come. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Honey, they need another mic.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Power of the Lord.
Glory to Jesus.
खुदा के नाम को जलाल मिले.
I really want to appreciate Pastor.
और Pastor Philip के हम शुक्रगुजार हैं.
And Sister Virginia, thank you very much.
Sister Virginia के.
May God bless you.
खुदा हमें आपको बरकत दे.
Let's give glory to the Lord for the leaders in the house.
आइए खुदा के रहनुमा के लिए, पासबान के लिए जोरदार तालियां बजाइए.
Oh, just like this. Let's give a good one, people.
Yes.
Let's give the best offering to the Lord
as
for your leader.
Much
praise
as
God.
As you love your leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome in the house of God. I want to tell you, we came from Pakistan. Pakistan is second largest Islamic country in the world.
Yes, you can share.
And, ready?
Yeah.
And God is doing amazing things in the nation of Pakistan. We have seen thousands of people give their life to Christ, giving their heart to Jesus. People have an encounter with Christ, and I'm believing God, USA shall be saved. Amen. 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 Are you ready for the word? One thing before we will get into the word, I want to be ready. I want to be aggressive with
us.
Amen.
Amen.
When hunter want to hunt, hunter need to be active.
तो हंटर जो है वो तैयार हो जाता है.
Amen. Today we were doing fishing.
आज हम मछलियां पकड़ रहे थे.
It's an other type of hunting.
ये एक और तरह का शिकार है.
But it was very effective.
लेकिन ये बहुत ही बेहतर है.
You know, wherever you are lazy, fish will run away.
जहां पर आप लोग पीछे हट जाते हैं, मछली भाग जाती है.
If you will lose your attention,
अगर आप अपना ध्यान खो देंगे,
you're gonna lose your prey.
तो फिर आपकी दुआ भी खोल जाएगी. हालेलुया.
So be active with us.
तो तैयार हो जाइए.
And I'm believing God.
और मेरा ईमान है.
You will be blessed.
कि आप बाबरकत होंगे.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about the authority of the prayer.
आज हम बात करेंगे दुआ का इख्तियार.
Amen.
Amen.
There is authority in the prayer.
दुआ के अंदर जो है वो इख्तियार है.
It's very, very important topic.
ये बहुत ही जरूरी एक मजमून है.
And it is very effective topic for the believers.
और ये ईमानदार के लिए बहुत ही मासर है.
I believe.
मेरा भरोसा है.
The believer pray.
जब ईमानदार दुआ करता है.
When believer pray.
जब ईमानदार दुआ करता
है. He release the authority.
तो वो इख्तियार को जारी कर देता है.
There is something hidden in the prayer of the believer.
कुछ है जो ईमानदार
There is a power and the authority hidden in the prayers of the believers. And we have seen with our eyes, we have seen that physically, we have heard all around the world, and I'm believing God it will happen in your life. Because the word of God is not just hearing. It is how we implement the word of God. Today we will learn the word and then we will implement it. Amen. Before I will get into the word, I want to share with you a really powerful story. At our church, we were doing the service on Thursday. One woman bring her child. And when she leave the house, her child was stop breathing. She was have an only child. And she carried the child with in her arm. And she was crying to God. Because her child was stop breathing. There is no movement in her child. She bring her child into the service. And while the meeting was going on, that woman start praying to God. She was praying with the tears because that was the only child she had. We don't know about that. Nobody in the congregation know about this. No usher know about that. Nobody did prayer for the child. That woman bring her dead child in the service. Praying to God. She said, God, you give me the child. And that child stopped breathing. She said, God, I speak the life into my child. I want my child alive. And that child start crying into the service. 15 minutes. 15 minutes, that child was not breathing. There is no movement in the child. There is no circulation in the child. But when that mother prayed, she released the power. She released the authority. She used the power. She used the authority of the prayer that bring her child from the death to the life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when she bring that child to the stage, Rachel asked her, what happened? She said, my child was dead. 15 minutes, there is no circulation in my child. And nobody know about it. I decided to come in the presence of God. Instead of taking my child to the hospital or in the house, she said, I come in the presence of God. And I pray to God. And God bring my child from the dead to the life. Hallelujah. There is authority in the prayer. There is authority that believer released through prayer. Prayer is not just a conversation. Prayer is authority. Prayer is like a weapon. When you shoot the gun, you shoot to the target. When you pray, you hit your target. Are you taking in people? No. Hello? The Bible says, God is closer to those who pray to God. Amen. Stay with me. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go in the Bible. Let's go to Zechariah chapter number 13, verse number 9 said. The second part of the verse, we will read it. But the whole verse said, this third I will put into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name. That word is very important. The word said, Rachel, keep interpreting.
Yes, yes.
The word said, they will call on my name. That word is representing the prayer. God is talking to his people. They will call on my name. And then he said, I will answer them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You will call to the prayer. You will call to God. And God will answer you. Why? The other part said, I will say, they are my people. Very important. God is declaring here, I will answer them because they are my people. Understand it, believer. Christians are not a normal people. They are extraordinary people. Jesus. Church is not the ordinary or normal thing. Believers are dedicated and separated from the world. Christians are dedicated. for the purpose.
और कलीसिया जो है वो चुनी गई अलग की गई है.
Maybe you are thinking like I'm a normal person.
हो सकता है आप कहते हो मैं तो आम सा बंदा हूँ.
Then you are thinking wrong.
तो फिर आप गलत सोचते हैं.
Because you carry the glory of God.
क्योंकि आपने खुदा के जलाल को अपने ऊपर.
You carry the testimony of the Lord.
आपके अंदर मसीह की गवाही है.
You carry the authority of the Lord.
आपके अंदर उसका दिया हुआ इख्तियार.
You carry the power of the Lord.
आपके अंदर उसकी दी हुई कुवत और ताकत.
You carry the attributes of the Lord.
और आपके अंदर उसी का किरदार.
You carry the reflection of the Lord.
आपके अंदर खुदा का.
That's why Jesus said,
इसलिए मसीह ने कहा,
what I do, they will do greater miracles.
मसीह ने कहा, जो मैं करता हूं, तुम उससे भी बड़े-बड़े काम करो.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
बताता हूं मैं आपको.
When you receive Christ,
जब आप मसीह को कबूल करते हैं,
what you do?
क्या करते?
The moment when you receive Christ as a Lord, as a Savior,
जब आप मसीह को आप कबूल करते हैं अपना निजात दहिंदा,
what you do?
क्या करते हैं आप लोग? Pray to God.
Hello, church.
Right.
I already told you, we're going to listen it and then we will implement it.
मैंने पहले कहा है कि पहले हम सुनते हैं फिर अमल करते हैं.
What you do?
क्या करते हैं?
You said,
आप कहते हैं,
I confess through my mouth,
मैं अपने मुंह से इकरार करता,
and I believe from my heart,
और अपने दिल से मान लाता हूं,
that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior.
कि यीशु ही मेरा निजात दहिंदा है.
Then God enter in your life.
और फिर खुदा आपकी जिंदगी में आता
है. Is that true? Do you believe on this? If you believe on this, then it's good. If not, then I will change my topic. So, when Jesus entered in your life, Jesus didn't enter half. Jesus didn't say, okay, take my arm. And that's all you got. Hello? Jesus enter whole in you. That's why the Bible says you are bound with me and I am bound with you. Are you with me? So if Jesus is in you, then whatever Jesus carries, you carry the same. You carry the power. You carry the anointing. You carry the glory. You carry the testimony. You carry the authority. Amen. Because Jesus is working through you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much.
Are you taking me, church? Jesus didn't enter half. That's why Jesus wants you whole.
इसीलिए वो आपको पूरा चाहता है.
He wants you whole.
आपको पूरा चाहता है.
And he enter whole.
और पूरा ही आता है आपके अंदर.
Amen. So you carry the authority.
आप इख्तियार को उठाए हुए.
You carry the power.
आप कुवत और ताकत को उठाए हुए.
And that is revealed through your prayer.
और ये आपके दुआ के जरिया से जाहिर होता है.
Amen.
Amen.
There is an authority in your prayers.
आपकी दुआ के अंदर इख्तियार है.
Elijah prayed to God.
एलिया ने दुआ की खुदा से.
When there was idol worshippers.
और जब बुत परस्ती हो रही थी.
He built the altar of the Lord.
उसे आगे मस्बा बना लिया.
See the range of the authority.
देखिए कितना इख्तियार है और कितनी दूर तक.
See the power of the authority.
इख्तियार की रसाई कितनी दूर तक है.
They were beating themselves.
वो अपने आप को मार रहे थे, कूट रहे थे.
Killing themselves.
वो अपने आप को पटक
But their God was not listening them. But when Elijah prayed to God, the Bible says, the fire come down to the altar. What the authority Elijah
carried.
He prayed with the authority. When Daniel was in the cave with the lions, see the power of the authority of prayer. He shut the mouth of the lion. What I'm trying to tell you people, it does not matter what's going on in your life. It does not matter what your life is dealing with. You are missing something. And that is the power of the prayer. That is the authority of the prayer. We miss that in our life. We request to the people. We post that on Facebook. We send messages to our neighbors. Will you pray for my problem? Will you pray for God will open the door? Why not you are praying? There is authority in your prayers. The Bible says, whatever you will bind on this earth, I will bind on heaven. And whatever you will lose on this earth, I will lose on heaven. Hallelujah. That is the power. That is the authority of your prayer. We decided to live with the pain. We decided to live with the hard circumstances. We decided to live with the sickness. We don't want to use the authority of the prayer. We don't want to use the authority that God has given to us. We come in a church. We send the request. And then we wait for the miracle. And we spend 20 years, 30 years. There is no answer. And then we say, God, don't listen to me. Oh, God, don't care me. Oh, God wants to see me in a pain. You know, I was telling church, there is no problem in our God. We wake up early morning, we take our coffee, and we went to the work. Whole day we do work. And then we come back, eat food, watch movie, sleep again. Next morning, wake up, take coffee, do breakfast, run to the work, whole day work, come back, tired, let me take a power nap. God is waiting for us. Next morning again, we wake up, take coffee, go to the work, work like machine, take attention, oh heart, oh kidney pain, oh back issue, come back home, take medicine, and then sleep again. God is waiting. Every day we are working. We don't forget to eat food. We don't forget to go to the work. We don't forget to spend time with our family. We are keep working like a machine. One thing is missing. That is God. God is waiting for his people.
खुदा अपने लोगों का इंतजार करता है.
God is saying, my child,
वो कहता है मेरा फरजंद,
I create you.
मैंने तुझे बनाया.
I design you.
मैंने तुझे तकलीफ
की. I give you birth.
मैंने तुझे पैदा किया.
You are raised up.
तू बड़ा हुआ.
I am the God.
मैं खुदा हूं.
Please come to me.
मेरे पास
and see what I will do in your life.
देख मैं क्या तेरी जिंदगी में.
But we are so busy in our life. We put God outside of our life. And then we say, God, don't listen to me. God, don't care me. God, don't hear me. Oh, God, want to see me in a pain. People of God, there is no problem in our God. There is a problem in our relationship. We don't have a relationship with God. We are called Christian by name, not by act. The Bible says, earlier church, they come together, they pray together, they eat together. Hello. We put God outside of our life. And then we complain God. We are not giving time to God. And we say, God, don't care me. Oh, God, don't listen me. Oh, there is no God. I tried every church. I tried every pastor. Oh, there is no miracle for me. Oh, this is all fake. The reality is this. We don't have a time for God. That's why we said, Christianity is not a religion. It's a name of relationship. God wants to build a relationship with you. God wants you. Understand it, believer. When the moment when you receive Christ, God has given you everything. Now use the authority of the prayer. Amen.
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 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Is it okay? Should we close it? I just hear this throw. It's me and others saying, just close it now. Okay, let's pray. I wish I will have a more time. And I love that you will learn more about that. Because this is something what Christians miss today. We see a great breakthroughs in our life through the prayer. We use that authority in every sector of our life. When enemy try to attack our life, we use the authority of the prayer. When enemy raised in front of us and looking to us, we use the authority of the prayer. When enemy tried to destroy my family, I decided to use the authority of the prayer. I am believing God, believers. When you will pray tonight, God will restore your life. God will heal your body. Your life will not be the same. I am believing God. You will not just see the miracle, but you will testify the Lord. Because there is the authority in your prayers. When you will pray, God will change the atmosphere. When you will pray, God will change your circumstances. When you will pray, God will heal your soul. When you will pray,
God will bless your family. When you will pray, you will see the breakthrough. When you will pray, God will bless your household. When you will pray, God will bless your business. When you will pray, you will see the restoration. There is a power in our prayers. Before I will pray, I want to give an opportunity. If there is anybody, let's close your eyes and pray together. If anybody in the house who did not receive the Lord, who did not receive Jesus as the Lord, as a Savior yet, this is the right time, people. Maybe you have did sin. Maybe you are hiding yourself. Maybe you are in the boundary that you have created. Maybe you are addicted. It does not matter to God. He wants you. He loves you. He cares you. He wants to encounter your life. He wants to use you like never before. He wants to bless your life like never before. If you want to give your life to Christ, I want you to raise your hand towards heaven so I can pray for you. Last altar call in the house. If you want to give your life to Christ, I want you to raise your right hand towards heaven.
Glory, Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Let's stand up and let's pray together, people of God. Let's pray for the breakthrough in Jesus' name. Let's believe God for the miracle. Say, God, I came in your presence and I want my miracle today. Father, I'm not asking for tomorrow. I'm not asking next month. I'm not asking for next year. Father, I'm believing God. I will receive my miracle tonight. Lord, I need you. Let's command the sickness in the name of Jesus. Let's command the breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let's command the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. Let's pray, people of God. Let's open your mouth and pray together. Rabari sheteteri kotoro. Rihanda labari keteteri sheteto. Rihendriari kotoro bori shetete. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I bless your people from the head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, I bless their families. I bless their household. In the name of Jesus, every kind of head disease, every kind of depression, every kind of pressure, I break it in the name of Jesus. I break the authority of depression. I break the authority of migraine pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I command the headaches to leave right now. Every kind of eyesight will be healed. Every kind of ears will be healed. Deaf ears hear the sound of this prayer. Mouth will be healed. Nose will be healed. Every kind of tumor in the nose to be healed. Every kind of pain. Every kind of pain in the throat to be healed. I command the throat to be healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every kind of neck pain will be healed. Shoulders will be healed. Arms will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every kind of heart disease. Heartbeat come normal now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heart arteries open now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray. Every kind of back issue, spinal cord will be healed. In the name of Jesus, ribs will be healed. Hip will be healed. Every kind of chest pain disappear right now. Every kind of breathing issue will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray every kind of asthma will be healed. Breathing issue will be healed. Lungs will be healed. Stomach will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every kind of disease that belongs to the blood, I command it to heal right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every kind of secret problems of the men's and the women's, I command it to heal right now. Every kind of legs will be healed. Every kind of urine issue will be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray their household shall be blessed. Their families shall be blessed. Your name will be lifted high. Father, I bless their business. I bless their household. I bless their life. I bless the servant of God in this church. I bless them, Lord. Bless your son and your daughter. I ask for the great revolution in Jesus' name. Father, I pray this church will win the souls for your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will raise the warrior in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless this church in Jesus' name. And the God people say, amen. Can I have amen?
Amen.
Let's give the best offering to the Lord in the house. Thank you, church. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the authority and the power of God be in every prayer that we release in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you guys so much for being here. What a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to have Brother Eric Smith come up here. And he's going to tell us some things and just lead us into this time of offering.
Amen. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you so much, Pastor Philip. Forgive me for my voice. You would think I've been preaching for the last 7 days, but I haven't been. This morning, it just started getting a little congested. So I hope you can hear me and understand me, so forgive me. But listen, I just want to come up and receive the offering for Pastors John and Rachel, Pastor Philip, Pastor Regina. Wanted me to give you a little understanding of Pakistan. I was just in Pakistan just a few weeks ago, and we saw 62,682 people come to Christ in Pakistan. This is the second largest Muslim nation in the entire world. It's just unbelievable to see the impact we're having there. That was our sixth crusade we've had there in the last about 3 years. And if you took all the crusades we've done with Pastor Dosek and Sons of the Faith over there, we've seen 398,898 people come to Christ in that nation all by itself. We give God praise for that. So what I want to do is, Pastor John or Pastor Rachel doesn't talk about themselves, so I'm going to come up and just share a little information. As you know, I travel the world. I've had the privilege of traveling with Pastor Dosek for over 20 years. We saw over 8 million people come to Christ through PDM. And those are ones we could count. There's probably much more than that. But what I want to say about Pastor John and Rachel is this is one of the most amazing couples I know in the entire world today. I have just fallen in love with them and their family. I know Pastor John's mom. I know his dad. I know his sisters. I know their children. They are just men. This is a man and woman of God. And they oversee over 6,000 house churches in Pakistan. That's an amazing number. And do crusades like Pastor Dosek does on a regular basis. They build orphanages, rescuing children, giving a better chance at life. They dig water wells, giving people a chance to have clean drinking water for the very first time. And one of the initiatives that I'm very excited about that I saw myself literally just a few weeks ago is rescuing families from what we call brick kilns over in Pakistan. In America, this is almost unfathomable. We couldn't imagine what I'm about to tell you. But people are living in modern-day slavery in Pakistan right now. And what happens is you have these brick kiln owners, and they're almost like land sharks. So I think we know that term well in America. These are people that give you a loan and charge you an outrageous amount of interest, which to the point where the people could never pay the loan back. And what happens is many of the families have medical issues. It could be something as simple as a husband needs something done for his heart. I see budgets where it says it costs $17 US dollars to give that man treatment. But after interest and after them having quotas of having to produce, hand produce 1,000 bricks a day. Can you imagine producing 1,000 bricks a day with your bare hands? After doing that, they get $3 US dollars. That's what they get. They can never pay the debt back. So that person that took a $17 loan might owe $2,000 now. And to them, that's like owing $5 million. They'll never pay it back. So we have some pictures. I believe the AV team has some pictures that we can show. And this is a couple right now. I'm just going to get my phone out here so I can read this to you. The husband's name is Adnan, and his wife is Kashore. Of course, they have three beautiful children. 19 years. They've been on the brick kilns for 19 years. And what I won't get too graphic, but I have seen horrific pictures. These are Christians. Now, these are Christians in a Muslim nation. And the Muslims can be very brutal to Christians. I've seen pictures where hands were cut off. I've seen pictures where arms were cut off. I've seen pictures where men have been tied to a stake and beaten because they won't denounce Christ, and the landowner's trying to make an example of them. It's brutality like I've never seen anywhere in the world. And when I was there just a few weeks ago, you see these wonderful children that just, they love the Lord with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. I've been in these people's houses. The house is probably about twice the size, maybe three times the size of that drum cage. It's a dirt floor. There's no electricity. You see a small bed for the mom and dad, and the children just sleep on the floor. It's conditions like I've never seen before. So what Pastor John and Rachel are doing right now are they're rescuing these families. They're taking them off these brick kilns. They're giving them vocational training. They're giving them food for 2 months. And when they get done with this vocational training, they have a skill that they can be productive citizens in the nation of Pakistan. Many of these people are becoming pastors, evangelists. So think about the potential of this. So this family that took has been on this brick kiln for 19 years, they took a $40 loan out, a $40 loan out. 19 years later, they owe $1,890 US dollars. Now, again, that's not chump change for us here in America, but for in Pakistan, that's like owing millions of dollars. Unless someone steps in and helps these people out, they won't get rescued. We have another family that is behind me right now, I believe. Yep, there we go. And this is Akbel and is and Kosher. This is obviously a whole family. And what happens in Pakistan is many of these people, the father may take the loan. And guess what? That loan gets passed down to the next generation. You can imagine that? So you can imagine a father, because the mother needs maybe medical treatment, or maybe the mother's having issues in childbirth. And then without someone stepping in to help out, in Pakistan, you do not get medical treatment unless you pay the bills. So you can literally die outside the hospital and they don't care. So this family took a loan. They've been on the brick kiln for 18 years. They took out a $50 loan because the man was having kidney issues. Now, they're Christians. They've been beaten. They've been persecuted by the owner. They owe $1,780 US dollars to be rescued. And the last family I'm going to show you is Rashid and Kershid and their children. They've been on a brick kiln for 17 years. The owners have beaten this man several times. The family is scared for this man's life. He will not denounce Christ. He's still serving the Lord. But he took out a loan for $120 just 17 years ago and now owes $1,970. So I can tell you story after story after story like that. But what Pastor John and Rachel want to do, they want to, whatever comes in tonight, they want to apply those monies towards rescuing families from brick kilns. Would you believe with me tonight that we can see a nice offering come in so they can go back to Pakistan and give a family a new chance at life? Can we believe that tonight? Only believe, Kenton? Amen. Well, let's do this right now. Should I pray, Pastor Philip? Is it okay? Let me pray, and then we're going to come and receive an offering, okay? All right, Father, I just thank you, God, for this time tonight. Lord, I thank you, God, for just touching people's hearts right now. You see the need. And we can be a blessing to these families, Lord, in such a big way. Father, I just ask you, God, for every dower that's sown, Lord God, that, Lord, I think you're gonna bring it back to the people, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. Father, I thank you, God, for just the hearts of this church. I thank you for the missional aspect of what this church has done all over the world for many years. And, God, I thank you that we can have impact in the nation of Pakistan by what we do tonight in the second largest Muslim nation in the world. And, God, we just give you praise for it and honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I pray my voice will be back by tomorrow. But thank you for bearing with me through that. If you want to bring your offering, you can bring them up right now. Thank you so much. Pastor Philip.
Praise God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can just feel the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that there are two things that I want you to receive tonight. First of all, I'm so thankful for faith that is not just here, but it's around the world. I also think that we ought to appreciate the life and the things that we get to live, and we ought to appreciate the tenacity, the tenaciousness, and the life of those who might not be in the same circumstances as we are, but they have the same Jesus and the power of God pouring out his love and his mercy. Amen? So God bless you. I just want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I thank you for coming out. I thank you for being a part. And God bless you. We're going to be dismissed. And we just thank you for coming, Pastors John and Rachel. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Hallelujah. God bless you.